body. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the Java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's and here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent, and we are the food guys.
Yes, we are the food guys. And once in a while, we talk about spinach, you know, Popeye and so forth, all that stuff. But we haven't gone into it in any great depth, and yet it's a very important food.
It is an important food, and I think what got us started was this whole business of Florentine. You know, spinach Florentine.
Yeah, yeah. Dishes that were a la Florentine.
And anytime you saw a dish that was a la Florentine, it meant it had spinach
to it. Yeah, it had spinach. Yeah.
So the question was why?
Yeah.
Why was it a la Florentine? Well, Florentine in this case refers to Florence, Italy.
Yes.
And it, we owe this all to Catherine de' Medici.
She was a spinach
She was
nut.
A spinach freak.
Yeah.
And a spinach connoisseur.
Yeah.
And when she moved to Italy, she actually brought spinach seeds with her and had them planted so she could always have her spinach.
Yeah, she lived in Florence. All those Medicis lived there.
They did live there.
But, you know, the history of spinach is not as nearly as ancient as I would have thought, you know.
Yeah, what did you learn?
Well, actually, it's just around, say around 900 AD or something like that, when it was starting to be spread around Europe a little bit. But it really didn't get going as a prominent kind of garden food or anything like that France or Spain or Italy until about the 14th century, somewhere in there.
That is really young.
Yeah, yeah. That's not – I mean, that's just about the time they were getting ready to sail off to America and discover it, which started a different kind of boom.
Yes.
But they were discovering other things that were coming in from Persia thanks to trade with the East and
right.
so forth. And that's essentially where it came from. Even so, it was not widely used in Asia.
But I think it's thanks to Catherine de' Medici that it actually – got such exposure.
Yeah, I think so. And they began to develop different strains of it. There was the prickly seed version.
Uh-huh.
Waverly Root points out that he says Italian spinach is as much better than French spinach as French spinach is better than American spinach.
Well,
he said it's all because of the difference in the seed. You have the prickly seed versus the smooth seed, the round smooth seed. It's the round smooth seed that really did it. That has the really good flavor and other qualities.
Well, and today, John, I mean, spinach, you know, we have the what I call bunch spinach or curly spinach, which is the large leaves, you know, which are fairly tough and are really great for cooking. And then we have the small little baby spinach leaves, which are not at all good for cooking, but are great in salads.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of Florentine, anything that has a spinach base is excellent. So it would be a cooked spinach base. Uh-huh. You can make Eggs Benedict Florentine by substituting cooked spinach on your English muffin with a poached egg.
What a good
idea.
And
with hollandaise sauce, so then you have a completely vegetarian dish, but it would be absolutely delicious.
Yes, it would.
And then you make crepes, you know, crepes Florentine, where you would have crepes that were filled with a spinachy thing whipped with mixed with a white cream sauce, and then you'd roll it up, and then you could have more sauce, and the sauce would be a Mornay sauce.
Yes, a Mornay
sauce.
And
the Mornay sauce is basically a white sauce with cheese.
Yes.
And then you could just stick it under
chicken
the broiler.
Chicken breasts a la Florentine.
And chicken breasts a la Florentine.
Oh, yes.
And so those are great uses for spinach. Now, buttered spinach or creamed spinach is one of my favorite things, and I was making it wrong all my life.
What? You were making
until
it
I
wrong?
Until I learned what the authentic way of making it. What
Dr.
I would do,
Greg Patton was doing it wrong? I can't believe this.
Shocking, right?
So what did you learn?
Well, what I did wrong was I would blanch the spinach, meaning I would put the spinach into a big quantity of boiling water. For a minute or so to basically partially cook it, and then I would squeeze the water out of it And then I would cook it in a pan with butter. Well, I've gotten rid of most of the nutrients when I've done that.
Yes, yes.
So the correct way to do a buttered spinach is to melt butter in a skillet.
Yes.
And then you could add some minced shallot. And garlic, if you
shallot.
Want.
That would be very
let the
nice.
Cook maybe 30 seconds or so.
Finely
then,
chopped.
Then finally, shallots. Then chop your spinach.
Chop the spinach.
Chop your spinach and add it raw.
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 To the butter.
And you add it in installments. You add a small amount and you cook it down a little bit. Then you can add more and you can add more and more and more. And then if you
just
start to get
handful.
Too much. Yeah, it's a handful at a time.
Yeah.
And then you may need to add more butter, which is always a good idea.
Always a good idea.
But then you will get a buttered spinach. The spinach will become tender and it'll have a totally different texture because it had not been blanched first, but it'll be wonderful. And if you want to make it a cream spinach, then at the end you would add, instead of adding more butter, you would add heavy cream and have that become incorporated.
I wonder if olive oil did that for Popeye. You know, I'm going to make you some buttered spinach.
I don't think Popeye cooked.
No, he didn't cook.
He used
but
canned
olive oil
spinach.
Did.
But he used canned spinach. He was always opening
cans. He's always
cans,
eating that
remember?
Canned spinach, which is sort of like, what on earth?
Yes,
forget
I know.
Forget the canned
that
spinach,
was, those
folks.
Were the old days. I mean, we have to forgive him.
Our spinach is so good, though, actually.
Yes.
And fresh
but
spinach
don't,
is...
But don't do this with baby spinach, you know, this cooking. You can't,
no.
You, because it'll
isn't
just...
that odd?
No, you get the really good curly spinach, the big leaves.
What happened to that baby spinach? Why was, you know... It's good
well,
for
it's for
salads.
Salads. It's really for salads that can
salads.
Combine with those baby greens, which is very healthy for you.
Yeah.
I get terribly bored with it, though. I'd rather have romaine lettuce, and I'd rather have cabbage. I want big stuff.
I wonder what Waverly Root would say about baby spinach.
Oh, he would roll over in his grave if he knew about it.
Well, now you know about spinach, folks, so you bear that in mind when you come back next week for
The Food Guys. Guys.